is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The inauguration for the new mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. And, Jeff, a very good evening to you. The homeless of downtown Los Angeles. What do we know about their presence during the inauguration? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Karen Bass, who's the mayor-elect, she comes aboard tomorrow after she's sworn in, said that she was going to make homelessness her top priority and that she would get on it day one. Well, it appears that she or her administration will be getting on it before then, because what they've been doing is clearing out the homeless encampments, which there are many around City Hall there in the downtown area, so it would not look bad during the inauguration. Unfortunately, what they thought was going to be an answer to bad optics around homelessness has turned about to be a bad set of optics around, you know, trying to move people out and make it look better than it really is.
Where are they going? Where are they going to ask them to go to?
Well, they're going to send them to a hotel where many homeless are sent. It's a temporary facility. As a matter of fact, it's temporary in itself. It'll only be open for another month and a half. But it's a hotel, the L.A. Grand Hotel. They're going to move as many as they can there. But given the large number of people around the City Hall area, I'll be surprised if they can actually house them all there. They may be able to house them in other facilities they have. But the answer is we're going to temporarily house them somewhere else. And then when they're done there, it'll be our problem again.
We go from Los Angeles to mentioning that Stanford University is much in the news these days, and not positively. I mention the man who's at the center of the scandal over crypto. His name is Sam Bankman-Fried, and both of his parents teach at Stanford Law School. Not a positive. We're also learning that his father, Professor Bankman, will not be offering his classes next calendar year, but this comports with other less than flattering news about Stanford, Jeff. For example, Elizabeth Holmes, who's been convicted and sentenced for fraud of her company, was a Stanford dropout, if I remember. And weren't there a number of significant Stanford presences, VIPs, who got involved in the board of Elizabeth Holmes' fraudulent company?
That's correct. There were a number of people, including the late George Shultz, the former Secretary of State. He was caught up in it. I believe Henry Kissinger was pulled into it. And it was said that a number of other Stanford, professors up on the upper ranks were pulled into this. To their credit, there were also some Stanford professors, particularly in the health sciences, who poo-pooed the idea of one prick of blood from a finger being able to tell you everything you need to know about a person's health. And they spoke out against it early and often, but they were overshadowed by these bigger, more powerful people.
Now, the complicated story, the Stanford band, I learned that it's been in trouble before. What have they done?
This latest bit of hijinks was with BYU during the football game with Brigham Young University. It's the Mormon university, the biggest one. And they made a skit up that they often do skits during their performances at halftime, and it poked fun at the Mormon faith and about their take on same-sex marriage, and it was pretty horrible, and so of course they were forced to apologize for it. The university athletic department have gone out of their way to apologize for it again and again, but this is not the first time. They've made a point a number of times before to insult opponents' schools. For example, Notre Dame. They made fun of Notre Dame, saying that it was, you know, they connected it with the pedophilia problems in the Catholic Church. That earned them a suspension. They've been suspended several times. I spoke with some people at Stanford this past week, and all they could do is shake their head. They just said, you know, the band really continues to be a real blight on the record of what Stanford is.
To San Francisco. The odd report is there was approval of a killer robot before there was cancellation of a killer robot. Now, Jeff, this robot is not a killer, correct? I mean, we're not talking about motive here. We're talking about a robot.
That's right. It's not a sentient being. It's just a mechanically controlled, remote controlled device that some people had hoped could introduce a gun into a situation if it needed to, a hostage situation or a sniper situation. But then later on, police came back and said, no, this would be something that would introduce explosives like tear gas or stun grenades or something like that into a situation. And people thought, you know, this is just wrong. We're going in the wrong direction here. And so that plan, that expenditure was canceled.
The only lights that I can imagine burn late at night in San Francisco is a building associated with Twitter. You've led me to understand that San Francisco is generally in retreat these days, has not recovered from the pandemic. It's overwhelmed with homeless problems, with drugs problems, but Twitter's working all the time to repair its reputation, tattered reputation these last years, except bedrooms, Jeff. What's happened? What has Twitter done that's crossed City Hall?
As you pointed out, you know, Twitter's been going through a number of situations this past, or recently, particularly since Elon Musk took hold of it. And one of the things he said is when he came aboard, he said, look, if you're going to be here, if you're going to be a manager, you have to work here as much as I do, which is maybe 14, 16, 18 hours a day. And, you know, it's not unlike a number of places in Silicon Valley, which is not far from where Twitter is, where people work all-nighters. And so there was talk of, are these sleeping chambers, bedrooms at Twitter? Are they really there? And of course, since Elon Musk has raised the ire of the people of San Francisco, particularly those in power, they've been trying to go after him for just about anything. So now they've come at him with charges of having illegal bedrooms or sleeping areas within Twitter, which has caused Elon to come back and say, really? That's your priority. You've cleaned up all the fentanyl problems, the homelessness, the crime. You're really worried about a couple bedrooms at Twitter.
Do we think this is a dispute that is new, or has this been long gone that Elon Musk is not welcome in San Francisco? I was unaware of this. The man is enormously successful in several businesses that have been in California if they're no longer there.
Musk has, you know, the Tesla operation across the bay from San Francisco in Fremont, and people were very unhappy with him pushing back against unions. So that earned him a lot of, you know, unhappiness among liberals in the Bay Area over the years. But now that he's bought Twitter and he's exposing what has been done there over the past few years during the Trump administration, shedding light on it, making it transparent, they're really mad at him and they're trying to go at him with anything they can.
All right. Now we go to Portlandia. This is an odd story because somebody's been shooting at a power station. Is that the report, Jeff?
That is the report. And as a matter of fact, we've seen a number of places throughout the country that they don't know if they're copycats or part of an ongoing effort. But this happened in Portland. It was one of the first big ones that happened. And they're very concerned because they've been able to, really mess up the grid and cause tens of thousands of people to have to go without power for a day or two at a time. This is a big problem because they're thinking, if we don't stop it now, where is this going to end up?
P22. A very famous mountain lion. Jeff introduced him to me some months ago when he was roaming around the hills of Orange County because of the drought, because of habitat area being destroyed. There was even a festival for P22, but now he's in trouble. What has he done, Jeff?
He's gone after a couple of the neighborhood dogs, one of them, which was leashed at the time and being walked by the owner. So he killed one of the dogs. And then, like I said, he injured this other one. And they know that he's gone after other, you know, pets in the past. But they're afraid that this recent spate of attacks may indicate that he has some sort of problem. So they're going to go after him. They're not going to hunt and shoot him, but what they'll do is they'll find a way to capture him, and then they'll take him to a vet and have him examined so they can tell if it's not some type of organic problem, a disease or a parasite that's causing him to act out this way. It's interesting because he's a very old cat. He's right. Older than most mountain lions are, so we'll see what happens.
The fate of P22 in the balance. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Bass.